John, what's going to make this church grow? Hey, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the pure meat and milk of the Word of God. That's all you're going to get from me. That's all I was sent here to give you. But let's see what this verse says. 16 and 5 reads like this. So the churches were being strengthened in the faith and were increasing in number daily. And that's why, you know what? If you're truly a Bible believer and if you believe what you've been studying and then you share that with other people, then quite naturally, the other people will want to come and be around you and grow with you. That's why you don't have to worry about. I was telling Mark tonight, I said, man, you know what? I'm not concerned about how many people come out to Bible study tonight. I'm going to give the pure milk of the Word. I'm going to give them the best stuff that God has given me to give to them and so they can grow in this Word. If they don't come and get this Word, it is because they do not have a desire to grow in the meat of the Word. Amen. You see, and it's not my fault. And if they don't grow, and guess what? You got more people spend more time. And listen, this is how you can know whether you're growing spiritually. Whether you can weigh on how much time you spend in growing in the Word or how much time you spend in doing church stuff to be doing church stuff. Don't fall into that trap even here. We have some folks that's been working very hard to get all this stuff ready, but don't get confused. Please don't get confused by all this. That's not church work. You know what church work is? What we're doing here. Because God's going to judge you for this. All this other stuff that you do, God's going to say, I never told you to do that. I told you to do this. And then what are you going to do with this? What are you going to do when they say, we go to a church with 5,000 people over here, and we're just jumping them down. We got the jammingest pastor in town. We got this, and we got that, and what are you going to answer? You don't have these scriptures. To let them know that the Word of God is what grows up a church, then you fail God. It has nothing to do with where you worship and who the name of your pastor is. Look at Acts chapter 19, verse 20. Acts chapter 19, verse 20. That's number 7. As we continue to analyze this, Acts 19, 20 says, so the word of the Lord was growing mightily and prevailing. Man, isn't that beautiful? And so you see something happening in the first century church. In the first century church, we see the word of God growing mightily. What do we see growing mightily in the 20th century church? Entertainment. That's right, man. Guess who goes to our church? Billy D. Williams. God in heaven. Guess who comes to our church? Who? Marla Gibbs. Who? come on. The word of God grows up the church in the first century. We are so movie stars. Listen, for the first time, you know, I finally went on the website, Timothy. I went on the Church of God in Christ website, Charles Blake, the presiding bishop in the number one jurisdiction. Man, you go on that website, they got helicopter shots of that building that they're building down there. Man, they got phase one, phase two, phase three. I saw it, Timothy. I couldn't believe it. The $2,500 plaques on the wall. The $50,000 plaques. $150,000 plaque with your name on it when you build that. Now the cost is going up to plus $50 million to build that thing. They're going to build it. And I know that some of you are going to sneak over there and go join that place because, oh, man, I even went into one of the pages and they got a picture of the main auditorium. It looks like the Shrine Auditorium. Beautiful auditorium. Man, this thing is going to be huge. You guys going to leave this little hole in the wall. Man, I'm going over. Man, look. Man, the parking, the music. They're going to have people. Man, the lights. Big Hollywood church. The only time I expect to see you there is when Charles invites me to preach the first sermon, which will be the first and the last. Because I'm coming in here saying, God, you need to send an 8.10 and tear it up right now. And kill us all. We all deserve to die. Let the church say amen. Bishop? Man, please, the word of the Lord. So, this very special study in Acts, we're going to discuss the fact of church growth and the characteristics of that church, that is, of that growth. The fact of church growth. Let's get into that. We must admit that this is a vital part of the future of the first century church. And as we look at the word grow, it occurs several times in the book of Acts. And we're going to look at this word. The English word, you would spell it A-U-X-A-N-A. A-U-X-A-N-A. That's what grow would look like if you were transliterated from the Greek. And so we're going to look at this growth aspect, and we're going to pay very close attention to it. There are only three places that that the Bible states that the Word of God grew, or the Word of the Lord grew. And the first one that we're going to look at, we've already looked at it, of course, is Acts chapter 6, verse 7. That's the first one, Acts chapter 6, verse 7. That's your other fill-in. Say again? Yeah, well, that's until Timothy won't write so big. You know, you're a college student, so you learn how to write tiny in there. Yeah. Acts chapter 6, verse 7. I'll read the verse again. And the word of the Lord kept on spreading. Now, I was looking at something when I looked at that, and I want to share something with you. Did some extra research on that. It said that the word of God kept on, in other words, in the Greek, that is in the King James, it says increased. In other words, the word kept increasing. And then it says, and the number of the disciples. Did you know that that term number is where we get our English term for arithmos? That's what it says in the Greek. It's arithmos, where we get our English term for arithmetic. And so we see this increasing number that takes place when the Word of God is being proclaimed. As the Word is preached and taught, it draws more people to its foundationalness. You have to understand that that's a mystery of the preached Word. How is it that when you become a Christian that it's only the Word that stimulates you? You know, you can go to church and it's great to have a great choir singing. But if there's no Word, you feel like you've been ripped off. I mean, I've come here and there's something missing. I need something for me on the inside. And this is what makes the church very, very unique. And of course, the second scripture where this word is used, it's a unique passage where the Word of God grew when God acted to do away with a false man. Look at Acts chapter 12, verse 22. Acts chapter 12, verse 22, and then that other fill-in next to it is verse 24. We're going to look at that, and I want to show you something. It had something to do with a false teacher. There you go. You can pass this back to Tony. Just pass that back. Yeah, he has one. Okay. Acts chapter 12, verse 22. All right. Acts 12, 22 says, and the people kept crying out, the voice of a God and not of a man. That's when Herod was in Caesarea giving his great discourse. And the people misunderstood. You see, that's what's wrong with church today. You hear these guys giving their great discourses. And you people think you're listening to a voice of a God. Well, that's what these fools said. The reason that we're choosing this scripture, because I want to show you what happens. You have some people talking, and if you don't pay attention, you're going to say you've heard the voice of God. No, 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 no. That's what these fools thought. See, just because you go to these big churches, man, look, when Blake builds that thing down there and you all go in there and he gets there and they all start praising him and this $50 million church and all these folks are going and the music, man, I went on their website. And I knew I was on the Church of God in Christ website because their music started playing. Dun, 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 dun. I said, man, I must be in the Church of God in Christ. I mean, they had their jamming band playing. But did you know that you can have all of that stuff and that's very impressive? But I'm waiting to see if that is actually the Word of God. Now, as you look down at the next verse, because it says something else. This is a unique passage in that the word grew when God acted to do away with a false man in the city of Caesarea Philippi. Because since this man, the people claimed that they had heard the word of a God, look at verse 24. And it says, and this is after he died, and we'll get into that, but the word of God continued to grow and to be multiplied. Now, between verse 20 and 24, something happened to this dude. And this is why I'm teaching you here, because see, people, you can look at these people in these big churches, then let's see if you can mention them. Let me see how smart you guys are, because you're going to hear me talk about it on the radio Friday night, and I want to see if you can mention. Mention the pastors of the big five. Come on. Omer.
Price.
Blake.
Price.
Price.
Jackie Wilson.
Jones. And McClinton. I guess that's where you... Okay, a.k.a. Jackie Wilson. Okay, a.k.a. Jackie Wilson. Yes, yes. Who did I forget? Oh, no. No, no, no. He ain't big.
Oh, yeah, he's big.
Oh, come on. Is he big? Is he big? Oh, all right then. Well, I thought, okay, so... All right. Okay, Chip. All right. I didn't know he was that big. I just thought that he was... So, Chip ain't no chump? What? Ted... Okay. This is the big six. Now, I'm going to tell you something. In this city, if you're not hooked into one of these boys here, you ain't nothing. If you're not friends with them, if you don't eat with them, if you don't cahoot with them or whatever, they don't even figure that you're going to survive. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I feel it a tremendous privilege not to be associated with any of them in any way other than I have been on the platform with all but that one and that one, Price and Jones. Oh, and of course, no. Yes. Omer, Ken Omer, Faithful Central Missionary Baptist Church, Faithful Central. He's in Inglewood. Nowhere. No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. See, Evie Hill. Now, you notice that the big Baptist, see, we got the Baptist here. Homer's the Baptist. Blake is a Kojig. Okay. Price is Word Faith. Jones is Apostolic. And McClinton is Four Square. And, of course, Chip is AME. So, see, now you got some of the big denoms all up in here. And if you're not, and if you don't do it the way they do it, they tell you that you're not going to survive. In this city, and these are the people that you have to contend with. Oh, and these are just the minority folk. These aren't the Anglos, because the Anglos, that's another thing altogether. Now, because the Anglo boys coming in here, now you got, you know, the Hayford truck. Okay. Okay, who else here?
Schuler,
yes. Okay, who else? Who? Hagee? No, we're talking about here in L.A. Yeah, Schuler's. Yeah, Schuler's in Orange County. Yeah, Schuler's in Orange County. Haver's out in the valley. Who else you got? Mahoney? Oh, no, the Catholics aren't a threat. As a matter of fact, the Catholics are more orthodox than most of those guys. Yeah, Schuler, we got him down here. Yes, for. Oh, yeah, we're talking about, oh, yeah, the Crouches. Yeah, Crouches. You got to deal with Channel 40 because that's the church within itself. No, Jones is on 40 from time to time. He's on there with him. Oh, yeah, he's some of the big six. Well, because Cecil doesn't need him. Cecil's downtown in City Hall. Cecil got some money. That boy got some, he got some bank. Right, and Chip lost a lot of his young people to him, to McClinton's and Jones, and Price is struggling because he's advertising on the big posters all over town now, and of course Blake is building that $50 million palace, and Ken Omer, once he gets his parking structure up, he's going to rake up all these Baptist churches in town. They're all going to fold. Because Omer got the baddest thing in town going. You just need to know that. And when it comes to growing up their church, no, they are not preaching this word. They'll use it. They'll use it. But since you don't know what the word is, then it's easy for you to get caught up in it. And that's why the Anselm Episcopal Bible Church is here, because what our primary focus, you see, like what this church is in ministry, is to help all them other little churches say, now come on now, we can't get swept up in this. See, that's what God has called us for. Primarily, we here to say, y'all can't get swept up in this mess. See, and that's the only reason that God is starting this thing, because it's a Bible denomination, and that's the thing that's going to hold, because these scriptures that I'm giving you, can't nobody refute them, even if they tried. So, there's some things that we understand here. Let me show you something else. You have a number 3 on your sheet right here, because we see that the word growing in the ancient city of Ephesus. How about Acts 19:17? That's the fill-in for number 3. Acts 19:17, because that's in Ephesus that we're talking about. I'll go back to that text of scripture, and it says, and it became known to all, both Jews and Greeks who lived in Ephesus, and fear fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was being magnified. See, these guys are so-called claim they're using the name of the Lord Jesus. No, no, no. They're using some other name. And just because they're using Jesus' name in there, it is not the same Jesus that we use here. See, I'm going to tell you folks something. Man, I'm going to tell you folks something. Now, I ain't giving you no detail because you don't need to know this. But if you people do not believe in the word of the Lord, see, some of you were looking for me Sunday. I couldn't be here because I had a church emergency. And I was somewhere Sunday, and I'm telling you, it was a mess where I was Sunday, and the word of the Lord worked. Didn't he, Myrna? The word of the Lord worked because I believe in the word of the Lord. And friends, if that's not true, there is nothing out there. And God always works in the Bible church and makes it happen the way that it's supposed to happen because of the word of the Lord. These miracles and everything will happen in your life as you are attentive to the word. But as you listen to these people here, you will find yourself following afar off. Now let's look at the kinds of church growth that we're talking about. We understand that there are 3 kinds of church growth. And the 3 kinds of church growth, I think you have it right on your sheet. The 3 kinds of church growth are numerical, geographical, and spiritual. Outside of these, there are none church growths. And what we're going to do for the remaining part of our study is we're going to look at these 3 kinds of church growths. And what we're going to do is analyze it a little bit, because in every true church, there has to be this kind of church growth. So we're going to start, first of all, with numerical growth. Okay, the first prayer meeting in the new found church had a number of 120 people in it. Go to Acts chapter 1, verse 20. Acts chapter 1, verse 20. That's your fill-in. The number of 120 in Acts chapter 1, verse 20. I had that right scripture right down here. Yes. See, they had to fill in a position of somebody that was an apostle, Judas, who hung himself. And so when you look at Acts 1 and 20, it says, for it is written in the book of Psalms, let his homestead be made desolate, and let no man dwell in it, and his office let another man take. So in this first church meeting, in order to fill Judas's office that was empty, you see these folk meeting and praying about it. You notice Matthias got the call to take Judas's position. You didn't see Matthias running homeboys with Peter. You didn't see Matthias getting the position because he gave a lot of money. You didn't see Matthias put in there because of his relationship with anybody else. No, what happened is that he had to have been with Jesus, taught by Jesus, witnessed the resurrection. The church always dwelt with prayer and sincerity. There was never any favoritism in the early church. Never anything like that. Yes, sir?
Are you talking about A under one and B under one?
I'm talking about A under one. The first prayer meeting in the new found church had a number of 120 people.
Now, I don't question 120, but are you quoting verse 20?
Yes.
To
I'm just quoting verse 20 to talk about Judas's office had to be refilled. The 120 were there, though.
Yeah, right.
See, they were a part of it. See, they were a part of it, but their role was to pray, because they were talking about filling a slot of leadership. That's the whole point here. Now we're moving down to B. The first sermon.